Libra sun signs and Libra rising signs, this is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for July 2019. And in June, Libra, you were learning to own it in whatever sense that word kind of resonates for you. You were learning to separate yourself from the spins of others. This was the card, the Five of Swords, and it was all about kind of refusing any longer to engage in other people's and, you know, the kind of universe's emotional spin, and to be able to step out, to be able to navigate your own vessel, to be able to sacrifice some of your desire for compromise, for peace, for equilibrium, to actually shake things up and agitate them a little bit in order to find ultimately greater peace in your own consciousness. And the card that you're stepping into in the month of July is the Two of Pentacles, or in this deck, the Two of Crystals reversed. And in any two, there's a kind of threshold, there's a kind of crossing that's happening. We're starting to actually purpose the element. We're starting to actually feel into it. So there's a little bit of the feeling of choice, but it's also the feeling of a highly kind of personal flavor. And for you, this really feels like making a move, but making a move toward rather than away from. And what I mean by that is, really, you know, every time we kind of make a decision to begin a new way, begin a new project, a new relationship, there can be grief associated with that. There can be this grief of the falling away. And it sounds strange to say, but sometimes with the Two of Pentacles, there can be this like little miniature death that happens because we start to cultivate the greenness of something, and to cultivate the greenness of something, we have to release some of the parts of the plant that are no longer functioning. And so there can be a little bit of a trepidation around this, but I ask you to, and it sounds kind of silly, but like quite literally in the month of July, consider how you could go toward the light. You know, you are a light worker, Libra. You literally work with the element of light and of vision and of sight. And there's some sort of glimmer that's arriving for you. There's some sort of color that's arriving in your life right now. And it's not about relinquishing. It's not like, okay, I don't want to live in magenta anymore. And, you know, I have to sort of give that up and then I'm going to swap it for this color. But it's starting to move toward the projects, toward the people, toward the resources that are already igniting, and letting whatever the other thing is, the other color is, simply recede. And so there's a feeling for you this month of just going where it's vital, going where, not necessarily where you're needed or where you think that you should, but where there's something blinking on the horizon, where there's a kind of lighthouse energy for you, and using that to navigate. And not that you have to forcibly block out whatever you're receding from or leaving in the past, but there is a little bit of a feeling of like, okay, Libra, get on with it. Get on with this preciousness of this life. Get on with what wants to meet and greet you at this threshold. So I'm wishing you a really invigorated and alive month of July, and I will speak with you soon.